וישלח יעקב מלאכים, מלאכים ממש. There's a story with Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach, who in the 1920s traveled to America, just like they do in the 2020s, for his yeshiva in Yerushalayim, to collect money for the yeshiva. He was there for a while, and he was in the Bronx, and there was a group of Yidden that had just came from Europe. Their names, they called themselves, they were a group, a cohesive group that were very mischazik in Torah, Avodah Shemayim, even though it was America from the 1920s. It's an understatement to say that they were had the nesiyonis of Shabbos and basics. They were mamish, still in the shtetl. They were very big Ovdei Hashem. Hours and hours of Torah, Avodah Shemayim. They called themselves the Malachim. Who's this?
He sees that.
No, they see. No, there's noise coming from somewhere.
The birds.
Is it sheer going? They call themselves the Malachim. So they met with Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach and they asked him, can you give us a shmooze for like 2-3 hours, chizik? So he said, "You interesting, you call yourselves the Malachim. I have a question for you," he asked. Yaakov Avinu, after 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, Vayashkim, Vaboyker, Yaakov didn't sleep. Vayishkav, I'm sorry, Vayishkav Amokim Ahu, but in the 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, he didn't sleep. For 14 years, Yoimim Valayla in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever, and then he has a dream, and he sees Malachim in a dream. Now that's quite a madrega. Someone came to me the other day, he said he saw a Malach in a dream, and I said he should speak to someone. But it's a madrega, but it's Malachim in a dream. He's then by Beis Lavon, not exactly a very yeshivish place, for 20 years. And then, Malachim Mamish. How is it, said Reb Chaim Leib Auerbach to this group of Malachim? After 14 years in yeshiva, he's only at the level that he sees Malachim in a dream. And after 20 years in Beis Lavon, which is not exactly conducive to Dargis and Ruchnis, then he sees Malachim Mamish? That was the question. And there are various ways of approaching this question, but what he said to them was, the difference is that yes, after 14 years in Shem Ve'ever, but where was he headed? Where is he going now? To a Shver Parsha, Beis Lavan, the Shver. Malachim in a dream. 20 years in Beis Lavan, but where is he going now? Back to the yeshiva. Back to the yeshiva where you're headed? Malachim Mamish. Moshe Lamad Avdoim, he said that on Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur, right after Kol Nidre, we daven Ma'ariv and we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusi Lo'olam Vod, Bekoil Rom like Malachim. Yet 25 hours later, after going through a whole Yom Kippur, by Ma'ariv, Hashem Olekim, by Ne'ilah, and then Ma'ariv, V'hu Rachim Mechap Raven, V'Hashem, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusi Lo'olam Vod, Nishke Malach. L'chayra Adarav, then you're a Malach after a 25 hour Yom Kippur. Kol Nidre, you just had your Sudas Mafsekes. Yeah. But where are you headed? To a 25-hour Kol Nidre. 25-hour Yom Kippur. Bista Malach. By the Ma'ariv, you're thinking about the Steladora cookies already. The orange juice. Petalach, depends where you are. It's under a Maisa. So that depends where you are, where you see Malachim Mamish. Now, there's a Vart, Rameir Mepeshlan used to say, Malachim Mamish, Mamish Rosh Hatevis, Malachim Mimitzvis She'osa. Because when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. These are the malachim. The malachim that are being malavi Yaakov are malachim mamish. Mamish, malachim mi mitzvahs she'asa. There's another pshat that what it means the mitzvah she'asa, the malachim mamish. There's actually, it's a few Rosh Hatevis. If you want to talk about Torah, it's mamish. Mikra, Mishnah, Rosh Hatevis. Shas. Avoida. Mincha, Ma'ariv Shachris. Gemilas Chasodim is Michael, Mashke, Shena, the different things you do in Gemilas Chasadim. So it's mamish, mamish, mamish. Whether it's in Torah, avoiding Gemilas Chasadim, these are malachim mi mitzvahs she'asa. Because when a person does a mitzvah, he creates a malach. You know, in the tefillah of Unesana Toikif, umalachim yechafezim. Why are the malachim so nervous? So some say they also have a yemen, not just people, chiddush. But no, it's malachim yechafezim. It's the malachim of the mitzvahs that you did and the averus that you did. You're hoping that the averus that you did that created the black malachim are crippled and not exactly in good matzav, and the malachim of mitzvah she'asa should be with farnem. You could still sue this. The Ma'ariv Gevart from the Savrani Rebbe, Rav Moshe Misavrani, says it says by the Akedah that the malach comes to Avram And he says, don't do the Akedah. He says, V'loi chasachtes bin chasichidecha mimeni. So he says, what does it mean, mimeni? Avraham Avinu is telling the Malach, listen, I got a tzivi from Bari Olam Lehedi to do this Akedah. Who are you to tell me not? He says, no, I'm telling you, I have a message, is that not? He says, yeah, but maybe I didn't do the mitzvah yet. He says, no, mimeni, look at me. You know which Malach, it was an amazing Malach. You know which Malach I am? I'm the Malach that you just created from the Nesoyim. You did the job. Mimeni, give a cook of me. Look what a Malach you created already. Don't think you didn't do the job yet. Don't worry. Mimeni. You know, there's another pshat, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, what does it mean, Malachim Mamish? Malachim Mamish, why not just send messengers? Why do you have to send a Malach? Because a Malach could be in two places at the same time. So you get instant messaging. Right? If you send a messenger, it's going to still take time until he returns you the message. But Malachim Mamish, it's instant messaging. The Malach could be there by Esav and also at the same time back at Yaakov giving him the message. Now it's fascinating, the Sfarim explain, that there's a meeting, a climax of a confrontation with Yaakov and Esav over here. You know, Lavan is coming after Yaakov, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Lavan and tells him, don't start up with Yaakov. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do the same thing with Lavan, with Esav, and tell him, don't go? So I heard once, Pshat, the emes is, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his galah to Lavan, Lavan, Davay, the Zoranik? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu be in his galah to Lavan? Teretz is Rachel stole the truffin. Conveniently enough, for a different reason, but it's conveniently enough, it works out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can come to Lavan and say, hey, Chepanish. But Esav, he's also full of Avodah Zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be in his galah to him. Could be, it's a Teretz. But there's a more yesodistic inyan. Hashem didn't want Lavan to chep with Yaakov, and that's how it was. Esav, this meeting, this confrontation is meant to be. It's the parsha of Golus. From here we learn the tachsisim of L'toira, L'melchama, L'doiran, L'tfila, the various tachsisim that you're supposed to do. It was set like that. The Medrash brings that Rabbeinu HaKadosh, whenever he had to travel, before he would travel, he would say, Parshas Vayishlach. Every time he had to go to Rome or whatever, he had to poil for the Klal Yisrael. And he would say, Parshas Golus, because from here he learns out how to be noyig. It's even brought in the Medrash. There was one time he was by the Kesar, and then the Kesar wanted to be malav him when he left. And he said, no, I learned from the Parshas of Esav. I don't want to go with you. I don't want the Levaya. I don't want you to be malav me. Yeah, they had plans. If they malav him, there will be a Levaya. Michael Tavis. Another place in that Medrash, it says that one time he didn't say Parshas Vayishlach before the trip, and then Takan Umglik happened. It doesn't say, there's various Gesais in the Medrash what exactly happened. But there's a system. You're supposed to do Parshas Vayishlach before, some say every week, some say after Tfilas HaDerech, when you're going to go on a trip, you say Parshas Vayishlach. It was meant to be this confrontation to teach us the various things that we're supposed to know how to confront in the Golus. Now he says a message, Koi Soimran, Koi. Koi always means B'loshen Kodesh. The Gemara learns out, Koi Savorchu, the Gemara says, Birchas Koyinim. Has to be Dafka B'loshen Kodesh. Why? Koi. Koi, it's in a few places it's more like that. Koi means Dafka B'loshen Kodesh. Now here it says, in Lovan Garti, why does it have to be Dafka B'loshen Kodesh? We know that Lovan Garti, the Tariag Mitzvah Shamarti. That's not a Gematria. That's Oisius. Tariag Garti. But you know, we once said a word. It says, in the brachas that Yitzchak gave to Esav, V'hoya Kasher Torid, Torid is one more than Tariag. V'hoya Kasher, in Gematria, V'hoya Kasher Torid, Ufarak to Ulam Yaltzavarech. And we explain then, Torid, you do Baltoisif. Baltoisif is also a problem. V'hoya Kasher Torid, Baltoisif and Baltigra are the same. It's not doing Gnoi V'yazdarv Tzuzayin. V'hoya Kasher Torid, Ufarak to Ulam Yaltzavarech. Now, look at the Targum. In Lovan Garti, what does the Targum say? In Lovan Doris. The way Garti lived, dwelled, is Dira. The Targum says Garti is Doris, Dalav Reishiyata. If you're going to say it in Aramis, it's not going to be Garti and Tariag Mitzvah Shemarti. It's going to be Doris, Dalav Reishiyata, which is Gnoi a problem. Right? In Gematria, you can be off by one. Not here. Here it's Vahaya Kasher Torid. So the Pasuk says, no, Koi, B'loshen Koidish. Don't say the Targum. Don't say the Targum. You got it. Don't say the Targum of Doris. Then it's going to be Vahaya Kasher Torid. Koi, B'loshen Koidish. Garti, Tariag Mitzvah Shemarti. Vayira Yaakov Me'oid, Vayetzer, like there are many pshatim. What does it mean, Vayira and Vayetzer? It's two different Lashonis. Two different Lashonis, fascinating, the same thing. But what's the two dinim? Rashi already says, Vayira Shema Yeharoig, Shema Yehoreg. Vayetzer loy Shema Yeharoig Acherim. The Maksim, Vos is Azoy Geferlich if he's going to be Hoyreg Acherim? Melev, he kills. If he gets killed, but then he kills, he... Why is it so bad? So there's a pshat, it's Shema Yaharigas Acherim. Acherim is Rav Meir, and he comes from Gerim, he comes from Esav. So it's Shema Yaharigas Acherim. You kill Esav, you're going to be killing Acherim. Another pshat is that maybe he was going to kill Acherim is a problem. Why? Maral Diskin says, Rivka bin Nevua said, Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'yoyim Echad. And even though they didn't die the same day, but the emes says they did, because on the day of Kivuras Yaakov Avinu, Esav also has a head removal procedure done. And it was not on the same day that Yaakov died, but it was the day he was Nikbar and Yaakov Avinu Loimei. So it happens to be on the day of his Kivura. If Esav is, if Yaakov is going to worry that he's going to get killed, yes, he's also worried he's going to kill others, because if he kills others and he's going to kill Esav, that also means he's going to die, because Lama Eshkol Shneichem B'yoyim Echad. That's why he actually made a space, or that was at least plan A, to be separated a full day apart. It says that they should be Shtei Machnes. V'hoya ha-machane ha-nishar l'fleita. How do you know? Maybe he'll catch both machanois. What's the havtocha? V'hoya ha-machane ha-nishar l'fleita. Because the Torah says if he comes to the first machane, Yaakov is going to be by that first machane. If he dies, there's lama eshka shneichem b'yom echad the other way. Esav is going to die. He's not going to make it to the second machane. If Esav, v'hoya ha-machane ha-achas v'hiko, Yaakov says if I die, Esav won't be able to get to the second machane. So anyways, that's vayira vayetzalai, according to Rashi. There's another pshat, the Kliyokar. Vayira kipshuta sheyaharek. Vayetzer loy. Yaakov Avinu has tsar. He says, must be, mistakenly, he came to the conclusion that Yitzchak Avinu was nifter. Why? Because Rivka had already said that you should come back and Esav's only going to go after you after Yitzchak dies. Why is Esav only going to go after Yitzchak dies? So on that's not a Kliyokar, but that's an interesting cheshbon. Yaakov got the brachas. Esav wants to kill Yaakov. If he kills Yaakov, who are the brachas going to go to? If he kills Yaakov, this is before Yaakov had kids, if he kills Yaakov now, the brachas go back to Yitzchak. And then Yitzchak again. The Risha goes to the father, you can give it again to someone else, not to him. He says, I want to wait till Yitzchak dies. When Yitzchak dies, then I can kill Yaakov. Then I'll get the brachas. There's no Yerush. Then I'll get the brachas. I'm the brother. He's the next Yerush. But Chalif and Esav's cheshman was only when Yitzchak's going to die. There's other pratim in that. But the Kliyokar says that was Vayetzer Loi. Yaakov says if Esav is coming to kill me, must be mistakenly he thinks that Yitzchak died. That's Vayetzer Loi, that he was he thinks that Yitzchak was Niftar. There's a famous Mahalach from the Beis Halevi. He says, what's Vayira Yaakov? And separately Vayetzer? It's Vayira that Esav is coming to kill him. Vayetzer Loi, even worse, that Esav is coming to be his friend. Like it says in the Pasuk, Miyad Hatzileini, Miyad Ochi, Miyad Esav. I don't want him to come attack me, to bite me. I don't want him to kiss me. I don't want either of them. Vayira from Miyad Esav. Vayetzer Loi. If it's Miyad Ochi, he doesn't want Kirv of Esav either. Another interesting pshat is we already mentioned that Esav says Tariyak Mitzvah Shamarti. Which mitzvahs b'cholofen does Yaakov have nervin that Efshar he wasn't Mekayim or was Nechshalin or has an akudin that he doesn't have the Shlemus of Tariyag? Kibbet Avein. For so many years he was away. And married two sisters, Shtei Achoyes. Vayira is a remez to Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tira'u. Ish Imoy V'Aviv Tira'u. And Vayetzer Loi is a remez to Ishe El Achoyes Eloi Sikach Litzror. Litzror is a remez to Vayetzer Loi. So Yaakov is saying, I'm worried. Tariq Mitzvah Shemarati. But I am worried about two things. Either that Shtei Achoyes or Kibirav. The Gemara says in Chulin that when the Sari Shel Esav comes to attack Yaakov, there's a machloikus in the Gemara in Chulin, Tzad Tzadi Aleph, in Gil Perek Anoshe, whether he came in the dmus of a Talmud Chacham or the dmus of a goy. The Mepharshim say it's Tali. Dmus of a goy is that he's chepering, you marry two sisters. A Yid is not allowed to do that. The other one is Talmud Chacham. Your heter not to have done kibbutz is that you stayed away in yeshiva to become a Talmud Chacham. Meaning it was the tzura of the person fighting against them was Meramiz, Taka on these two things of Vayira Ish Imay Vaviv Tiro and Vayetzer Loi of Litzror of marrying two sisters. The Megala Mukas has a whole arichas here to explain Vayira Yaakov Moi Vayetzer Loi. He's not only worried about Esav. Esav is going to team up with Yishmael, and if Esav teams up with Yishmael, that's and LaOsid, or we're in the Osid now. We're in the Ikvas of the Mashiach is when Esav with Yishmael comes together. V'Amev and Yavin. When Esav and Yishmael is together against us, then we have to really be worried. And that was the Vayira Vayetzer Loi. It's the Emes. It's the Golas Hachamishi. There's a lot of makaris to this. That besides the Arba Golias, there's a Golas Hachamishi that's going to be from Yishmael. Yishmael is a para Adam. He's not even in the Dmuyos of the Nevuah by Daniel that represents the Golas. He's like beyond that. And for that, there's a fifth Yomtif. There's Sholish Regolim, there's Purim Midrabban, and then Chanukah. Chanukah is the fifth, and it's connected to the Golas HaChamishi, and that's maybe we'll talk about a different time. A whole Indian on that, he explains. We already explained one derech that it was a day apart, and he says, since Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'Yoyim Echad, if I will get killed by the first machane, Memela the second machane not. What's modern is, and Harbe Donu was that when Esav finally meets up with Yaakov, they're not in two machanes, they're all together. What happened? What happened to the plan? They are Lamais all together. There's a lot of different mahalchim that the first will talk about in that, but I want to say interesting Nakuda. It says, you know, we said that the confrontation of Yaakov and Esav, Miyad Ochi and Miyad Esav, not to get too close to the Esav also, not to let us connect to the Esav that's within us and without us. There's a Marid Gazach all through the years, all through the Goliaths, when the Yidden started getting too close to the Goyim and saying, Adrabah, we can mingle with them and have a Shaykhus with them and things are going to get better because of that. That's when the Tzara started. If the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, the Goy is going to come make Havdalah for him. So there's a pshat in Yavai Esav el Machan Ha'achas. If you think you want to be, listen, the Derev Drush, you think you're going to team up with Esav, you're going to be Machan Ha'achas, let's be one big team. Then Vihiko, then you're going to get clapped. V'hoya Ha'machan Ha'nishar, if your attitude is fakeret, we're separate, we're left over, we're not part of them, we're just on the side. That's Lifleta. Again, V'hoya Ha'machan Ha'achas, you think you're one big Machan with Esav? That's going to be the solution. Shinein molnish. Vihiko, then you're going to first start getting hit. V'hoya ha'machana anishar, you leave yourself separate, then lefleta. You know, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Shamreini ki'ishain bas ayin. Yes, it was the yard side of the bas ayin, but this is the pasuk. Shamreini ki'ishain bas ayin. Heard a meredith kipshat. Hashem says, watch over me, Hashem watches over you, like an eye. You know, any other aver in the body, if you hit it, it hurts. A clap hurts, but if you give it a kiss, right? Esav comes to bite or comes to give a kiss. A kiss is a good thing. But an eye is so sensitive. Think about it, an eye is so sensitive. Try to kiss somebody's eye. Now you're wrong. Kiss someone. Even that's going to hurt. Shamreini ki'ishan bas ayin. Nishta neshicha or nishta neshika. Watch over us totally not to be connected. There's another connection though. It's a murder that you saw it in life. Im yovei Esav el ha'machane ha'achas v'hikohu v'hoya ha'machane ha'nishra l'fleita. Yisoyid gadol klal zeh nekoit b'yadecha. You should always have a plan B. Whatever your plan is, have a plan B as well. Reroute, recalculating. No, be an aglata oifen. But if you know when there's a need to do a different plan, always have that as backup in the planning stages. It's Yadua that the Chafetz Chaim, who was Nifter in 1933 already, way before the Holocaust, was already telling people, and this he was close with the Panovich Yerov also, and he told them that it's not Pasha what's going to be in Europe, over Uvahar, see the quote of the Pasuk in this week's Haftorah, is in Eivadia. Eivadia is one of the 12 Treyasser, that was redundant, one of the 12 Treyasser. There is a medrash that Yoyne is not part of the Treyasser, but then it's not Treyasser. I don't know. The Eivadia, Avadia Perak Aleph. There is only one Perak in Avadia. We learned the whole Sefer by the Haftar. I mean, it's a mini Sefer. It's one of the Trey Aser. But when else did we learn a full Sefer?
Okay.
What?
Yom Kippur.
There's three other times, but okay. Parshas Vahaloischa. Anyway, so when it says in the pasuk in Avadia, Uvehar Tzion Tia Pleita V'Haya Kodesh, and the Panovich Yerov, who survived the Holocaust and came to Eretz Yisrael, and on a mountaintop in a little village where there was not that many from a Yidden at that time, called Bnei Brak, he built a big yeshiva. He had a dream to build a yeshiva, and the yeshiva today, yeshiva's there, it says, Uvahar Tziyang Tiya Pleita V'Hoya Kodesh. You know, when he built the yeshiva, they told him that his plan was, it was 1943, it was the middle of the war, and he was planning to build a huge, huge yeshiva with a base medrash that would hold 100 bachrim. Imagine, there was like 8 bachrim in the yeshiva. He was going to hold 100 bachrim in the same amount. Huge. And they told him, you're choloming. He says, yeah, but I'm not sleeping. Shlofnish. And yes, and he built a... Upon of his yeshiva. Kibemakli avarti, it says later, it says, Kibemakli avarti esayardin azeh. The Noam HaMelech writes, Kibemakli means, is a lashon of makel, a person is makel. And he says, it's Bederech Remez, but he says, Kibemakli, someone that's makel always, avarti esayardin azeh, he's going to come to do averis, he's going to come to be mamrid. Don't always be makel. A person has to know, medav zayn machmer. We can still, so I say over the story that someone came to Rav Yoel Misatmer in America, someone that he had known from before the war, and he came with his anacle, and he says, this is my anacle, Michael. He said, Efsha dibes to Michael, abrich gedenk dein zayder, is given a groisa machmen, is given to Michael. So, kibem makli avarti es hayardin azeh, to Michael it's not going to be good. But there's an interesting pshat, the Paneach Roza writes, and there's other midrashim bring this makar, there's a big arichas about it. What was in this stick that Yaakov, you know, that he went back for the stick, and he went back for the pachim ketanim? Inside the makel was shemen. And the shemen was the shemen that he used to learn yoimim v'layla in the yeshiva. Yoimim v'layla, by day also. Totally closed in, learned with shemen. And vayitzak shemen on the evan was from this shemen. And the pachim ketanim was this shemen. And this is the shemen of the Beis HaMikdash. And the shemen of Shemen HaMishcha. And it's the shemen of Chanukah. And it's the shemen of Eirish HaMashiach. It's this shemen. This shemen brings to the light. And with this makel, the emissary's going now and he's building. He's zoichet to Rachel and Leah. Leah is 36, 36 Neiris. Everyone knows. We'll talk about it next week maybe. But there's 36 Neiris. Lamed Vav Mesechtes, Lamed Vav Shois of Gan Eden. And Leah is 36. And Rachel is Gematria, Vayihi Or. So from this Shemen, in the Makel, is a Shoirish for the Shemen of Mikdash, of Torah. Now we know when you confront the Esav, there's a few different things to do, and he also has to send a doyrah in a present. So he sends a mincha le'esav achiv. So I saw an interesting story from the Beis Halevi. It's called a shar from Esav b'mechila. He says there was the Beis Halevi was once traveling by a train, and they needed to daven mincha, and they were looking for a few haimish yidden to put together a minyan on the train. There was mostly goyim, and there was two maskilim, we'll call them from in that kufa, that like lehevia like walked out. They came back 20 minutes later. You know, mincha nishfarins. You know, they left. There was a minyan around them, or it wasn't, I don't know exactly the details of the story, but these two maskilim walked out until mincha was over. So the Beis Halevi looked at them, or at the rest of the entourage, and said, you know, it says that we send the mincha to Esav, and it says a whole bunch, there's parois, gmolim, masoinois, tiyoshim, all the kinds of behemoths. The Medrash says, you know, you're leaving this, for the record, there's actually 580 animals, if you count them up. All together, the Bnei Sasra, others, they talk about it, that it's 580, which is gematria seir. It's a Sawyer Lazazel, he's sending a Sawyer to Esav. The Mispar HaBehemus was actually 580. But the Medrash says that how do you keep control of all these animals? There's a lot of dogs. There are dogs that the Klovim are the ones that keep the whole thing in place. So there were Vada Klovim. The Medrash says there were Klovim. So how come it's not mentioned in the Torah? He says, Vice when they say it's Mincha, it says Mincha Esav. When it's Mincha, the Klovim go away. That's what he said. Even young. He said. So he comes, and again, he did not break them up into two machanois, and he comes with a chadasar yelodov. So Frek Rashi, v'dina heichen hoisa, Dina was in the box, he didn't want Esav to see Dina, he was worried that Dina is going to get mushpa from Esav, he was worried that Dina is going to be mashpia on Esav. There's a pshat that Hagufa, he was not that he was worried because maybe that's what happened, he was worried that that's what happened, he didn't want that to happen. He doesn't want Dina to go fix up Esav. Interessant. Avram the Zayde doesn't take care of Esav, and Yitzchak the Tata also not, and Yaakov the Chavrusa the brother not. But if he would have a wife like Dina, Vaistai said, would be different. Things would be different, but he wanted to prevent that. So Dina's in the box. Now there's a famous kasha that they ask. It said, Achadas or Yelodov. How do you know that Dina's the one missing? Maybe one of the other Shvatim are missing. Maybe the Naftali wasn't there. How do you know it was Dina? So Kepshuta, Dina, we have a Hezbollah. Why she's not there? She's in the box. Why would he hold Naftali in the box? Dina, there's a Hezbollah. She's in the box. But the Goyin says a different shot. The Goyin says, Amar the Gazak. We know that the Gemara says in Zvachim, in Megillah, in a few places, that Binyamin was the one that was Zoyche, that the Beis HaMikdash was in his chelik of the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, in the schus of the fact that he was the only one that didn't bow down to Esav. All the other Shvatim bowed down to Esav. Now, if Dina was there and one of the other Shvatim were, Binyamin wasn't born yet. If Dina was, there, and Acharas Yeladav does include Dina, and for whatever reason, a different one of the Shvatim wasn't there, he would also potentially should be Zaycha, that the Mikdash should be Bechelkai. Why only Binyamin? Teretz is, because it was Dina. Dina doesn't have a Chelek. It's only the boys have a Chelek. And that could be another Hezbollah. There's a few other Hezbollah, how we know that it's going on Dina. Now, it's a fascinating thing. Yaakov is Taka coming to attack Esav. So what happens? Why didn't it happen in the end? Where's the turn of events? There's one mahalach that it's because Yaakov Avinu bowed down 7 times. Those hishtachavoyas do something. Maybe we'll get to that. We'll explain. But there's another pshat that we know that the night before, Yaakov has a major confrontation with the Soresh al Esav. Vayeyovik ishimay adalos hashachar. There was a major ruchni yizdika milchama going on over there. And then Avad at the end, when he sees he's losing, he attacks Yaakov b'yurechoy. Which the oilam, I've heard this from Kama, that that's the nesoyin of this dar. The nesoyin of Kedusha of this dar is that last nesoyin of the Vayiga b'chaf yurechoy, that's where he was tempering us when he couldn't win in all the other ways of fighting it out. But when Yaakov Avinu Vayeyovek Ishimai wins that battle against the Sorei Shel Esav, so Esav with his 400 people, that's fine. That's he's going to turn into a tatala. It's going to turn into a neshika and not a neshika. His gabras of the whole marocha happened the night before. Again, another mahalach is it's the shtachavoyah. There's another mahalach. There's a psychological mahalach that in a relationship between brothers, the ultimate sinner and the spitz ava is only a chutzal sayra. It's not so kitzaini. The doik. A guy that's mamish, I hate you. It's because if he doesn't care about you, it's not indifferent, then it's not a gay. It's kariv zel zeb etzim. But that's a bazunder ishmus. Anyways, in the confrontation over here, though, he gets this new name Yisrael, and in the parsha it's twice. The Satan, the Sori Shel Esav, gives him the name Yisrael. Vayoymer lo Yaakov yomer et shim chakim Yisrael. Kisarisim elikim v'manashim v'tuchal. And then later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives him that same name. Vayoymer lo elikim, shimcha Yaakov lo yikari shimcha ed Yaakov. Kim Yisrael yishimecha v'yikari shimcha Yisrael. So, what's this Yisrael, Yaakov? There's a lot of the different facets of, we're called B'nai Yisrael, we're not B'nai Yaakov, right? There's one interesting pshat that he asks the Malach for a bracha. So the Malach says, what's your name? He says, Yaakov. He says, Mezuknisht Yaakov. You have to say Yaakov ben Rivka. B'bet HaBracha. Yaakov ben Rivka. You say the mama's numen. You say Beta Bracha from the Rebbe. Yaakov ben Rivka is Gematria Yisrael. It is. 541. Yaakov ben Rivka. So that's what he said. That's what he meant. He said, okay, give your name. Yaakov. Now, Yaakov wins the Satan. The truth is Yaakov and Satan also together is Gematria Yisrael. Yaakov and Yisrael together, both names, is Gematria Kras Satan. And that's the meaning that by giving the name Yaakov and Yisrael, it becomes his grabris over the Satan. Another issue is that the Sforim explained that the name Yisrael is a seraph of all the names of all the Abbas and all the Imois. The Yud is Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yisrael. The Sin is Sarah and also the Shvatim, if you don't mind. Reish is Rivka and Rachel. Aleph is Avram and Lamed is Leah. So Yisrael is Be'etzem the Shlemus of all the Imois and all the Abbas. Now, Bechlal, is there ever an Inyan? He said, your name is not going to be Yaakov, instead it's going to be Yisrael. There is a musik of giving a person two names, like Moshe Aaron, there's a name like that. And is there a name Yaakov Yisrael? The Stifer was Yaakov Yisrael. Toysis and Yumadach Menvov actually brings, it's one place where he brings one of the Bali Toysis' name is Yaakov Yisrael. Interesting, it's nadir, it's rare that you have that there's a double name. But there's a big tumult about it. Is there such a thing as a double name? Or when you name after someone, it has to be one name. The Marshal, well, I'm sorry?
You have
Yishai Yisrael, Mihar Shalom Choshbaz. Yeah, okay, good. You have Pele Yoitz El Gibra Avi Ad Sar Shalom.
What,
Rabbeinu? There's a Tanan Baba Basra called Karna, but maybe his name is really Mechalia Karna, and they just called him for Karna for short. But there's a Marshal in Gittin that says that there was a person that had an issue that his father's name was Meir, and his Shver's name was Uri, and they didn't know what to name the child. So they called him Shnei'ar. Shnei'ar. That's the name Shnei'ar comes from. Shnei'ar. And there's a similar story that there was someone who had the mother and the shvigar, both names were Feni. So they called it Stefani. But he says they called him Shneir. Frek the Chasam Soifer in Shuva, why didn't they call him Uri Meir? Why can't you call him Uri Meir? Why do you have to make this new name called Shneir? The Shver is Uri, my father's Meir. Call him Uri Meir. So the Chasam Soifer writes, there's no such thing as two names. You want to make a new name, make Shneir. But you can't name it. Chasam Soifer's son was Avram Shmuel Ben Yamin. Tzaruch Ian from, it's a steer from the Chuvas Chasam Soifer, from the Ksav Soifer Alein. Now, we mentioned
it's not named after anybody, that's what it means.
It could be, but then what is the story about behind Avram Shmuel Ben Yamin is a separate mice. Vayishtachu Arza. Vayishtachu Arza Sheva Pa'omim Ad Gishtoy Ad Ochiv. He bows down 7 times. The Palim Yofis brings, and others forums explain this also, Magal Mukas talks about it. What was happening over here with the 7 Hishtachavoyas? So he says something very interesting. The emes is, we know Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov is Gematria 182, which is 7 times Shem Havaya. For the record, Yosef is 6 times Shem Havaya, 156. Yosef is 6 Havayas. Yaakov is 7 Havayas. And Yitzchak, 208, is 8 Havayas. No, Avram is not 9 Havayas, that's a separate thing. But Yosef, Yaakov, Yitzchak is 6, 7, and 8 Havayas. Vayhi Havaya es Yosef. It says in the next Mefarsha. Yosef had, he still suited his father Yaakov. He had an Havaya. Now, Yitzchak, who has 8 Havayas, gave brachas to Yaakov. And he gave him 7 Havayas. That's why Yaakov is 7 Havayas. He gave him 7 Havayas. And then Esav comes and says, Habracha achas l'cha avi. I need a bracha. Now, Esav, you have to know, Esav is Shpitz Tumah. Tomei is 50. Tes, Mem, Aleph. Tomei is 50. Now, Esav was not Stam Tomei. He's Tomei on turbo. Tomei times 7. 7 is the ultimate, the number we're dealing with over here. So Esav is Tomei times 7. How much is Tomei? 50 times 7? 350. But then Esav asked his father for a bracha. And Yitzchak, who had already, Yitzchak, who has 8 Havayas, gave 7 of them to Yaakov. And he gives Esav that last Havaya. 376. Esav is Gematria 376. Esav is Gematria 376. He had already 350. What?
No.
We're about to explain. He has the Shlemus of Tumah. We put a Havaya on him. Every time Yaakov bows down to Esav, every Hishtachavoya takes away a layer of Tumah. So he bows down 7 times, and he takes away the 7 layers of Tumah. If you take out of Esav the ganze 7 layers of Tumah, what are you left with? Just that Shem Havaya. That's pure Shem Havaya. That's Tahara, that's good. And then Esav totally is able to connect him. And then Yaakov says, Shalom, which is also about Esav. Shalom, shalom. We're separating. But the system was that he got rid of the 7 Dargas of Tumah, and then Esav was left with that 1 Havaya that he got, the extra Havaya. Again, Yitzchak is 8 Havayas. Yaakov got 7 of them. Esav only got that last one. The Panim Yafis adds, it's fascinating that Esav was coming to bite him. Esav was coming to bite him. Shane is 350. Shane is 350. That's the easy one. Shin Nun, yeah? He's coming to bite him, and he's coming to do Shane. But then with the Shtachavoyas, you took away the whole 350 of Tomei. You take away the entire Shane. You're left with Havaya. Now, the Olam asked me once that, L'chayre, if you know in Baba Kama, Kavona Lahazik is not Shane. It's Karen. Karen is also Gematria 350. So, it is. Now, the sugya of killing out the city of Shechem, they make a deal with the Anshei Shechem that if you become Nimol Kamoinu, then we're going to make a deal with you. So what, I mean, they cheated them? They did mal themselves. Yeah, but it wasn't Kamoinu. They meant Mila as an Indian to be Mitzansim Yataiva and Adarab and become a Kedusha. They did the Mila, but it was La Adarab, La Harbais Taiva. So they didn't keep the deal. They really didn't keep the deal. And now they come and kill them all out. And all the Mefarshim talk about with which din did they kill the Anshei Shechem. The Rambam writes in Hilchis Malachim, Perek Tes, Halachi Yadalit, that one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is Dinim. And Dinim is that the B'nei Noach have to make a Bezdin, and a Bezdin doesn't need 3 Dayanim or 23 Dayanim or Eidim. Every single Ben Noach, one-man show, could be the Yochid Mumcha over here. Now, Shechem and Chamor were Oiver Gezel, and they were took Dina. And the ganze shtot is chayiv because they didn't do the din of dinim. One of the sheva mitzvahs is to do dinim. So every single one of them, separately, is chayiv because they didn't do dinim. As I bring the Rambam, Afanor of the Parsha brings this Rambam, he argues, he says it's not, and he rather says that stam, they were reshoyim and various other cheshboinis. The Orachayim HaKadosh writes that really they only wanted to kill Shechem and Chamor. for the avla that they did to Dina. Just the rest of the city stood up. And now they're all a roidif, because they're all standing up, trying to stand up for the king, for the Shechem and Chamar, and then us roidif, they killed the rest of the city. Inami, he says, Amarit the Gazach, he says, Midloi Michu. Midloi Michu itself is a machai, an interesting chiddush. There's another pshat, the Meshech Chochma writes, they made a deal to do Bris Mila, but for a Ben Noyach, it's usher for a Ben Noyach to do Chavola Ba'atzmoy. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach to do Chavola. It's like Gezel, or Mini Ritzicha. So if you're doing Bris Mila Kedinoi, that's Bris Mila. But since they weren't doing it Kedinoi, they were Chavol Ba'atzmon. So the Chayiv Misa for being Chavol Ba'atzmon. There's a very interesting pshat from the Chedush Yarim. Chedush Yarim says, interesting pshat, he says, we know that Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa, one of the oises that Klai Yisrael has is Shabbos. And the guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Akum Sheshavas Chayiv Misa. Says the Chedush Yarim, who adin, and he says, this is a fascinating thing. He says, Reuven and Levi, Shimon and Levi, it was their Bar Mitzvah. If you make the Cheshbon, they were exactly 13. He says, this vort that I'm about to say, says the Chedush Yarim, was Shimon and Levi's Bar Mitzvah Pshetel, and they acted upon it. Their vort was that the same way Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, Akum Shemol Chayiv Misa. Now again, if a guy's Megayer, so then he's Megayer, he's a Yid, but they didn't Megayer, and they did Mila, and Mila's an Ois of a Yid, the same way Akum Sheshovas Chayiv Misa, Akum Shemol Chayiv Misa. That was the vort, that was the Pshetel, and then they feared Ois the Pshetel.